Hello.
Oh, hi, Derek. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm glad. So what I was telling you is that I was just chatting as we were talking the verification department to try to get an update because they've already filed an appeal with Google to see what's going on with the reinstatement. And that we should be hearing back from them any day now. So I'm just double checking if they've, you know, heard back yet. And if anything is needed of you, they would be communicating that with you so that you'd get an email, you know, if they need anything of you. But at this point, it looks like it should be, you know, actually verified and published at any time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
right.
It did.
Well, can you guys update me when that gets published? Because, I mean,
yes.
I need to know if this program is working. And so far, I don't know what kind of progress you guys are even making. Nobody's called me in over 2 weeks. I don't know what I'm paying for at this point.
Yes, you will. You'll get an email that says your Google listing is now live and you'll get, and there'll be a link to it. So you'll get, you know, communication once it does get approved. But if anything is needed, you'll also get communication, if something is needed for it. I know that last correspondence was they were needing some documents that you sent in to us and we sent to them. So we were just waiting to hear back if, you know, any other type of documentation. And what that is actually a good thing. Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So when they ask for documentation, sometimes it's a little bit of a hassle, but at the end of the day, it's a good thing because once you show them that, hey, I actually am a valid business and they publish you, like I said, they're protecting you from those guys that aren't in the area that are trying to get on the first page. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll communicate with you as soon as we hear back from that department. Oh, matter of fact, April, she's in that department. She just chatted me that she's checking. So let's just try to stall for a minute and see if she can give me a little correspondence as to what's going on there. And then in the event that you ever did end up canceling with Local Splash down the road and working with someone local, make sure that they don't create a new Google business profile for you because that would hurt you. That's a duplicate and that would throw up a red flag with Google and hurt your rankings. So what you would want to do in that aspect is just add them as a manager to the Google page that we already started and then they could go in and, you know, work on that one. You know what I mean? That way everything's consistent. But like I said, you're not going to even want to do that, you know, once you see the results. And this one gets published. So let's just wait and hear back here. So. Really green. And then also, since that 2 weeks for free on the back end already stuck, so to speak, that will apply moving forward. So every month your billing would be on the 1st then rather than on the 17th, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's better for me anyway.
Is it? Okay, good. I'm happy that worked out.
This is so good.
Yeah, just right now my business hasn't taken off or anything yet, so like funding it out of my personal check is a struggle, so I need to really make it count.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing in the first, getting set up on Google is that 45 to 60 day time frame, you know, because that's, you know, really hard in the beginning to pay for a couple of months while Google is, you know, verifying it and we're doing the programming and the optimization and the backlinks and, you know, getting the website up and running. That's the hardest thing. But once you're on the first page, it's a no-brainer because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions anyway, you know. So that's when you'll see the return. And the good news is you're almost there because you're already in the second month. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I hate it when someone, you know, gets like almost to the point where it's going to pay off and then they start all over with someone new. And then it's like that whole timeline kind of resets itself and it sets them back again, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I thought if I can help you out, I will. So I'm happy that it's working out. So let's just see.
What? Oh, that ends in a day. Okay. I'm about to spend the last one.
Okay, she put no update from Google, and Google is unresponsive even after submitting a reappeal. If there are no reviews on the Google business page, I suggest we create a new one for now and go for a live video verification. Okay, because that way we can merge it once it completes. Okay, so let me ask her if she'll send you the mailer. Will you? So what a live video verification is I don't know if you remember doing the video verification where you had to submit the documents and just like kind of use a link. This one is where you do it with a live Google rep. So you just go on there and you just show if you have a business license, if you have a registration, if you have a picture of your work vehicle with a Michigan license plate or an invoice with your address or a business card with your address, anything that shows that you're a local business, right? And I think it'll show you on the instructions. There's like 7 different suggestions. You don't have to show them all 7. Just show them what you have. And then they'll verify it in no time. And then once it gets published, we'll link it together with the one that is, you know, having that appeal that Google hasn't responded. And then we'll delete the other one so that now this one that's published will be the one that gets verified. And let's see here. I believe you're a home-based business, right? You're not brick and mortar where someone would come to you for your work. You would be going out in the field, right?
Right.
Okay, so because you're a home-based business, a lot of people will ask this on the video verification. They'll call back and they'll go, oh, but I don't have a storefront, so how am I supposed to do it? I can't be like in front of my store showing Google. Don't worry about that. Google will know by your GPS location that you're in the immediate area. So even if you're within like a 50-mile radius of your home location, as long as you're within that immediate area, when you do the video verification, you're okay. What they don't want to see is that you're, you know, trying to get on the first page in Michigan and you're uploading it from Chicago. That will, you know, throw a red flag. But as long as you're within your immediate area when you're on that video call, then that will go through fine, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then April, like I said, is going to send you the instructions for that. So if you have any questions, just feel free to call us, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. So, yeah, thank you for being patient with me while she was giving me the correspondence on that. And in the meantime, have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
All right. All right. You're very welcome, Derek. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.